All right, it is 1:31 p.m. Pacific time. I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome everyone to the spring pre-convention membership business meeting of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., to be followed in an hour by our terrific program where we get to talk to our puppy raisers. I'm Susan Glass. I'm current president of Golden State, but you already know that. And so the first item on our agenda, now that we've gone through our Zoom protocols and I've welcomed everyone, is a roll call. Ordinarily, Bob Acosta would do this. I don't know. Are you here, Bob?
I saw Ruth Acosta here.
That's usually what Bob and Ruth Acosta, he is technically still secretary.
I'm here, Susan. Anyway,
good afternoon. Howdy.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Thank you, Bob. Would you conduct the roll call for us today?
To call roll for the last time here? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's let's start with our board of directors. Alice Turner, immediate past president. I'll go backwards a little bit.
Present.
Okay. Avita Zavoli, our fine treasurer.
I'm here.
There she is. I'm not on the board. We go on to Linda Johnson, our great vice president.
Present. Linda,
are you there?
I am here.
Oh, great. And our great president, Susan Glass.
I am here. Thank you, Bob.
And she's here. Those with A through E, please give your...
Let's also acknowledge Diane Deutsch. She's on the board.
And Diane Deutsch. Tony. Thank you. I'm always forgetting.
And
to my
Tony
dear
is
friend,
here,
Diane
and
Deutsch.
We're so
absolutely
happy.
And sorry, Tony Diane. Ames. Okay.
I'm old here. What can I say?
And I'm here.
Okay. A through E. Robert and Ruth Acosta are here. Anyone else?
Margie Donovan.
Okay. Welcome.
Tony Ames.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome. Yeah. Okay, F through O.
Joe Green,
great.
Charlene Ornelas.
Great, Charlene.
Thomas
Manning. Lucarello. Shirley Manning.
We're hearing two names there, a nice lady. Who is it?
Shirley Manning.
First.
Shirley Manning.
Okay, yes. Welcome. And a gentleman.
Thomas Lucarello, Bob.
Okay, Tom. Great.
David Hoffman.
Okay. Anybody else?
Pam Metz.
Great. Pam, welcome.
David Hoffman
weighed in, John, Bob.
Okay, David. Okay.
Mary Beth right. Metzger.
Who do
Mary
we
Beth.
Miss?
Mary
Speak
Beth.
Again, please.
Mary Beth Metzger.
Okay, MB. Welcome all the way
yep, from here.
Rochester, wherever she is, Albany.
Albany, soon to be
Albany.
Snowden.
Welcome, MB. Okay. Anyone else? E through O. Okay. P through Z. Let's do it.
Judy Wilkinson.
Judy, great.
Leslie Skeen.
What? Do that again after Judy.
Connie Skeen.
Connie, great.
Leslie Tom.
Leslie, welcome.
Vivian Younger.
Vivian, welcome.
Rob Turner, host.
Great, Rob.
Frank Welty.
Who we got?
Frank Welty.
Frank Welty, I know him. Welcome. Anyone else? Madam President, this concludes the roll call. Thank you.
Well, excellent. And I believe this is definitely a quorum. And that is wonderful. Because we have work to do today and new people to congratulate and welcome in, and we've got a good program coming. So excellent, excellent. Thank you everybody for being here. The next item on our agenda is approval of the January 15 membership meeting minutes. That's January 15 of 2023. I will entertain a motion and a second to approve. And then if there's any discussion, we can have that.
So Diane, I moved
that. Okay.
I move we approve the minutes.
Okay, so it's been moved by Diane. Yeah, yeah. It's been moved by Diane and seconded by Bob that we approve the minutes. Before we vote, is there any discussion?
Yes, just one minor change.
Sure,
Susan,
Alice.
Susan, it's Alice. When Bob listed the board members in attendance, just left my name off. So it's just a minor correction.
Not here. We'll fix that for
I mean,
sure.
There were points. I had to double read it and make sure that I was at the meeting. And I did comment, so I knew I was there. So anyway,
when you attend so many meetings, it's difficult. I think I was there. Okay. We'll make that change for sure. Any other discussion or changes point to the minutes before we vote? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Great. Opposed? Abstained?
Madam President, point of order?
Yes.
Yes, sorry. I'm muting my phone so it won't talk to me. We've just had a number of people come in, or it appears. Let me say it appears that way because I'm not on the computer. I don't have a headset working right now with it. But because we are voting, there are a lot of phone numbers. I would move that we rename those phone numbers so we know if it's members or non-members voting. And who is going to keep track of who's voting is a real question, because it's really hard. We're in Zoom now. But I need a second to my motion before I can discuss it.
I second it.
Okay, Diane seconds it. Let's discuss the motion.
Can I discuss it? This is really difficult, and I apologize to everyone, but we don't have any bylaws regarding Zoom meetings yet. I'm going to say yet. And so even voting here where people can see hands, we're going to have to suspend the bylaw, make a motion to do that. But at least let's make sure who's voting are our members. Normally in person, we know who our members, we see their faces. So the best we can do here is name everyone and make sure if we have any guests, they're certainly welcome, but they should not be voting.
Okay, point is well taken. Any additions to that point? Thank you, Margie. Well, hearing none, all in favor of approving the motion to make sure everyone is voting as member and just give names to those numbers, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, Rob, are there in fact any numbers out there or anybody who unidentified or anybody who's come in since we began?
Well, I really don't know who. I would rather have the question asked who has come in who did not respond to the roll call.
All right, that's easier. Yes. All right.
I did.
Who is that?
This is Livy Ostergaard.
Oh, Livy. Hi. Hi. Yeah, I don't think you were here during the roll call.
No, I couldn't. I was trying to find the got it button and I finally found it. So I'm here.
The elusive got it. Excellent. Okay, so that's good to know. Thank you. Anybody else who has come in since roll call or didn't identify? And do we have any guests? Anybody who's joined us just in general from CCA?
Yeah, are there any who? Yeah, let's have the guests.
Do that.
Sarah Harris.
Sarah Harris, welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
Well, I know you. I know you're not going to vote, Sarah. So.
No, I'm not going to vote.
Getting a dog tomorrow.
Woohoo!
I hear David. However, I think David just came.
David, are you a guest or a member?
He should be a guest.
Okay, I'll make a note.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other guests?
Do we have any other guests?
This is Vita. I think I heard Connie Skeen.
She did announce herself.
Yeah, she's a guest.
She's a guest.
Madam, she's a guest.
Yes.
Madam President.
This is Connie. I'm a guest.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. One moment, Margie. I just want to verify all the guests. Any other guests? We love guests. It's okay. Okay, Margie, go ahead.
I want to modify my motion because my motion that seconded was to name all the phone numbers. I would like to modify it to only name the guests to expedite this.
I've got the guests written down. I know who the guests are now.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome.
Okay.
So I withdraw my motion.
Oh, well, That's okay. We know better who's here, so I'm actually happy it happened. Okay. That's fine. So we've gotten as far as discussing and approving and seconding for voting on approval of the January 15th minutes. And we did a vote and we said all in favor. We heard the yeses and there were no nays and no abstentions. So we think we can pass that. I do want to pause here and thank Bob Acosta. And I'll be thanking you more than once, Bob, for your outstanding service as our secretary. You, of course, could have gone on for an additional term, and you've chosen to take care of lovely Ruth Ann and turn your attention to where it's absolutely most needed. We value your service, and I, for one, appreciate a lot that you taught me about parliamentary procedure, and I think you've done an excellent job, and I would just like everyone to thank Bob for being so fabulous for us.
Yes, really. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Yay. Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Yay. Hardest job ever.
Way to go, Bob.
Been a big help to me, I know that for sure.
Yeah, you just learn all the time, you know. If you're around people who've been here a lot, I feel that way about so many here. The next on our agenda is the approval of our treasurer's report, and Vita submitted not only the most recent one, but the one from earlier in the year, and you can see how our finances are going for us. And I have to thank Vita, because Vita is one of the finest treasurers I have ever. If you put her in the White House and it's on Congress, and it wouldn't be in the mess we're in. Just, you know. I need a motion and a second before we can discuss anything to do with the treasury and then vote. So
Margie
I need a
moves. Second, Margie, Vivian.
Okay, Margie you, moves.
Vivian Margie second. Moves the approval of both treasurer's reports.
Okay.
And second. Vivian. And okay. Second.
Mm-hmm. Vivian seconds the approval of both treasurer's report. Is there any discussion or any comment from Vita? Anything anybody needs to say? Hearing none. Members only voting now. How many in favor of approving the two treasurer's reports as submitted by wonderful Vita? Signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, Vita, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Madam President.
Yes, who is speaking?
This is Charlene Wills, and I Yay. Have just been able to get on board because I couldn't get to the got it portion that says that I agree to be recorded. So I do believe I'm a member. I did pay dues, so.
There you go.
Wonderful.
And then Nellie anyway. Joined as well, Nellie Emerson. And
Nellie Emerson,
I think she's a member,
everybody.
Right?
Hi.
Good.
Charlene Wills, welcome. I don't think I've ever heard your voice, and it is a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And Nellie, welcome. This is great.
Welcome. Yeah.
Madam President.
Nellie.
Yes, ma'am.
Charlene.
Yes.
And that is to make sure, in order to make sure that none of the guests are voting, to have votes taken by a raised hand.
Didn't we just discuss that?
Yeah, let's discuss that, because we're about to move into the elections where that's going to be, you know, more. Why don't we I'm looking at the clock here. Let's have about, you know, 3 minutes of discussion on that. See how we're going. Alice, do you want to say anything?
No, I think what we just did was clarify who the guests are and that they're not allowed to vote. I think the next step is the procedures for voting.
Right.
So, Margie.
Let Alice finish, please, Margie.
Yeah,
go
sure.
ahead, Alice.
Yeah.
What I was about to do is, Susan, do you want to review the process before we have people?
Yes, that was exactly what I had in mind.
And then I'll be glad to report on the slate, and then we can go into the elections.
And a quick question.
Chris. I just heard Chris Fender come in as well. Yeah.
Is he a member?
He is a member.
He is a member.
I mean,
hey, Chris. Yeah. I think Marge said point of order. Hi.
Hi. Yes. Point of order. Our bylaws call for secret ballots. I am going to make a motion that we suspend with secret ballots for the purpose of this meeting only today.
Solution.
I'll second that.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded by Margie moving and Rob seconding that we suspend our bylaws pertaining to secret ballot for only today.
I'll double the second because I'm a member of the organization. I
so am I.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Remember.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Is there any discussion of this motion? All those in favor of this motion to suspend the secrecy for the ballots for just for today, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. I will go over the election process as I understand it and then turn the slate over to Alice. So we do have a slate of candidates who are running for the positions of president. I'm not seeking a second term, secretary, and a board position. And the way we usually do this is that the nominating committee chair or I or whoever's running the election will say the name of, I'm going to use a dog name just to have fun, the name of Omni Glass has been placed into nomination, into nomination for president, into nomination for whatever she's wanting to do, biscuit keeper. Whoever's running the election says that, and then says, "Are there any other nominations from the floor?" Now, if there are no other nominations from the floor, it works like this: the person says three times, "Are there any other nominations from the floor?" That's number two. "Are there any nominations from the floor?" At number three, at which point any member can speak up and say, "I move that elections be closed and that Omni be elected to biscuit collection by acclamation." Now, if Rounder jumps up and nominates himself, then we have two candidates. And this is where I have a question, because normally Rounder would need a speaker for himself and all, you know, and I don't know what we do about that today, or whether we just then.
I did let folks know that once your name has been placed before we vote, if there are two people running, that you can have one or two speakers. It would be for a total of up to 5 minutes.
Okay. Very good. And then after those speakers, we are doing this by raised hand today, I believe.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then we would just say, "Who wants to vote for Rounder?" And you raise your paws. You know, who wants to vote for Omni? And you raise your tail. And I don't know. And then, you know, we count them up, and I forget what happens if there's a tie and another dog runs, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I think Alice, is that clear?
You got it. I think hopefully them for the people that are new to either CCB or to our organization, before I identify the slate, perhaps you would like to see if there's any questions on the voting process.
Sorry, you're right.
That's fine. Yeah, we're in this together.
Okay,
so hearing none.
Another person has joined us with a 505 ending to the number.
Who is that?
So is that a guest or a member?
I don't recognize the number. They're going to have to identify themselves.
Who is it?
I'm sorry, it's me. My cell phone has disappeared and it went on mute, so I called in.
I think is that, okay. is so that our like,
No, it's Margie.
You got a weird connection.
Margie, I think you better hang up and
you better
again.
Redial Margie.
That's Margie. That's not your voice.
Yeah, you better.
I contracted laryngitis in 5 minutes.
I think I like this voice better, actually. Hey,
it's robotic.
It's like a Cylon.
She'll come back. So while
she's back, Alice, go ahead.
Okay. I want to keep us moving because I know you want to get into the program on time.
Of course.
Okay, so first of all, we did put out a plea for people to put forward your interest in a position, and folks did come forward. And so I'll name the slate, and then also to identify that if there one of our positions has two positions, so we can, that second person, which I'll name Olivia. So I'll start with that. Let's go through the slate first. So for president, Frank Welty. For secretary, Shirley Manning. For board seat, Margie Donovan. And that represents the entire slate. As we mentioned, anyone and everyone for any position, whether you wrote a candidate statement or not, is welcome to run from the floor. Okay, back to you, Susan.
Okay. Manager, yes?
This is Olivia. I withdraw my candidacy.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Okay.
That's not required, but it's
fine. That's not required at all. No. You know, if
that's your preference, then yeah. Unless people run from the floor, we won't be raising hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Susan. I just want to thank Alice for, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to thank you for the hard work you did as nominating chair, calling people, running around, you know, encouraging folks to run. We will tell you as a board that it was a little bit it was a scare because for a while it didn't look like we were having candidates coming forwards, and it said something about our need for leadership here. And I will say this much: when I look at our membership of 51 people, I see an enormous amount of talent, lots of talents that can be utilized. And of course we need to nurture those talents in each other. But I would just like to put forward a plea to say, you know, we don't want to have to ever, I mean, the candidates who are here today are worthy and then some, but it'd be better not to be worried about, oh my gosh, who's going to run. We would like to have people, you know, banging their paws on the door to run. And so I really want to encourage everybody in the next 2 years as we move forward to support our board, support our president, support each other, and keep thinking, what can I do? Am I a writer? Am I a good phone caller? Am I a good member contactor? And am I a good legislator? And I really good at doing programs? And let's just really get ourselves involved as much as we can so we never have to cobble, because we're important people. We have such important work to do, and we can all help identify the talents within each other. I hope that sounds friendly, because that's how I mean it. We really can. Because I am not running myself, I am able to run this election, including the office of president. I will say that it has been an honor to serve as your president, and I'm sure that things moving forward are going to go very, very well. And I intend to do all I can to support our president and our board. The name of Frank Welty has been placed into nomination for Golden State Guide Dog Handlers president. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Madam President, I rise to make a nomination, please.
All right, Mr. Acosta, you are recognized.
I nominate Margie Donovan.
I second it.
We have, is that Olivia?
I accept.
Nellie.
I accept.
Okay, who was the second, please?
Nellie,
sorry, I didn't recognize your voice. So Nellie and Bob have nominated. Margie has accepted.
One more call for nominations, Madam President, I think.
Oh, we do one. Okay, sorry.
And we do have two hands raised.
Okay, and are there any other nominations from the floor?
So we'll need to hear what the hand raisers.
We'll need to hear what the hand raisers want. Not what they want, what they wish. Yes. Yes. And let's call on one of them or two of them or see what's up here.
It's... ending in 500. I'll go ahead and lower the hand.
Oh, that's Diane. That's Diane Deutsch.
She has a hard time
on muting.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's give you a second, Diane.
I'll ask her to unmute.
Lower left corner. Oh, there you go.
You're here, Diane.
See if I can get her. That's good. Mine is the lower right corner, not the left, to raise
okay.
the lower hands.
Am
I
okay.
Now you are.
Yes.
So let's be quiet so we can
I have
hear her.
Trouble finding the 6 and 9 with the star. Tom and I are on the same phone, but we will be voting for the same people. So when we vote, can you just make it a double, you know, two people?
Sure.
Instead of one?
Yes.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think we had another raised hand, did we not?
Let me find out. Mm. Yeah, Olivia has her hand raised.
Oh, disregard it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So for the third, third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? All right. At this time, Margie and Frank, do you have either speak now? Point of order: which candidate goes first?
Frank Wood.
The Frank slate.
Wood. Okay. Okay, so the slate candidate goes first. Frank, do you have a speaker or do you wish to speak on your behalf? What would be your wish?
I will simply remind folks of what I mentioned in my statement. Leave it at that.
Can't hear you.
Okay. I'd be happy to speak for Frank if you choose.
I would accept that.
All right, Alice. Nomination.
Okay, so if we can remind everyone to please go on mute. I still hear conversation in the background. Okay, so I'd like to speak on behalf of Frank Welty. I don't know if anyone's timing this, but I don't think I'll take the whole 5 minutes. Frank has been a long-term leader for California Council of the Blind, as well as the affiliate for Golden State prior to Golden State when it was known for GDUC. And I think one of the things that Frank brings to this position is his calm nature, his acceptance of listening to people, his leadership style, which is to try to tap into the talents of other people. And on a personal note, the reason I joined GDUC way back over 10 years ago, I think it was at this point, was because I saw that Frank was leading the organization when he stepped in as president, when there was some difficulty that was going on. So what Frank has the ability to do is to take, as he did with the affiliate, is to take a situation, identify what's working well, and what are things that can come forward. And he's a consensus builder. He builds consensus based on the information that he hears not only from the board, but from the members. He also knows procedures and parliamentary information. And if one of the things with Frank is that if he doesn't know something, he goes out and he finds the answer. He digs into the information. He'll check something to double make sure. His goal is always to be fair, open, involving, and basically a good communicator. And I know that one of the things that Frank will do is he will build other leaders within our organization. He's talked about this when he placed his interest in becoming, putting himself forward for this nomination, is that he believes strongly in this organization. And he also believes that there will be processes that he'll put in place to help people to come forward. It doesn't even need to be for a position. It can be for anything. So I know that Frank has a lot on his plate. And I also know that this particular affiliate has a very strong board. And we do things without necessarily relying upon one person. So I ask you to consider Frank Welty to be the next president for Golden State. Guide Dogs. Golden State. What is it? Golden State Guide Dog Handlers. There we go. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alice. So well spoken. Thank you very much.
A quick question from the host.
Yes.
Two new have joined, Shelley Pryor and Shana Ray.
Both are not members.
But they are guests and you
they are
most,
guests and welcome.
You are welcome.
We're just verifying that for voting, ladies.
Right, right. Guests don't vote, but they sure get to come along and be here. Welcome, welcome. Great. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Margie, do you have a speaker or are you going to speak on your own behalf?
I'm going to, excuse me. I'm going to have Bob Acosta and Nellie Emerson speak about me. So Bob, leave Nellie some time, although there wasn't a designated time established.
I think 5 minutes, Alice said we get.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. I'll be brief, I promise. I'll try. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to present the name of Margie Donovan as a candidate for president of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. I have known Margie since she was 18 years old. I don't tell a woman's age, but it's a long time in the CCB. And in the days when the Federation was trying to take our treasury, and Margie was right there in the front line battling with us as a young student, that's when I started thinking, this lady really works very hard. And she does. Yes, she supports leadership, and she'll do everything she can to have leaders. But also, there are people who don't want to lead. They're followers, like I am. They're followers who follow her lead. What has Margie done in the area of legislation? First, she led the charge to get rid of the Guide Dog Board. The Guide Dog Board was just in the 20th century, and we saw it, and they weren't doing anything. And Margie worked three times the governor, you know, and more importantly, she got the NFB to help her. I was shocked the first time because I'd been through wars with the NFB. But Margie and our Victims Bill of Rights for Guide Dog Handlers work with the NFB, and we passed the bill with two organizations. She's a great advocate. I think you remember the program that the Advocacy Committee put on. And she is a great advocate. And as she said, I don't fight with people. I reason with them and I do research. She helps people file complaints to ADA. She started on the national level. She and Becky Davidson just did it until the organization said, we'll pick it up and do it. But she said, I'll help you with your complaints. So Margie is a doer. There will be full committees. The train will run on time. She has great ideas and has tremendous enthusiasm. And she goes before the legislature on our behalf constantly with our new bill, as you know, that we have. So I like both candidates. That's the tough part. But I think that the time has come for new, inspiring leadership. And I certainly hope that you will vote for Margie Donovan. Thank you very much. Nellie, I think you got some time there.
She does. She's got her minutes plus two of yours.
Okay. I am really pleased to speak on behalf of Margie Donovan for the presidency of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. And Margie is a very detailed oriented person, and she pays attention to everything that needs to be done. She prepares, she makes sure that she has background information, and when dealing with legislative issues, she is able to express to the leaders and committees and do what needs to be done. Margie has a wide range of talents and has participated in many affiliates of CCB as well as in ACB. And she pays very close attention to what is currently happening and what the current needs are. And Margie has been extremely dedicated to work with the CAAVL support group for newly blind individuals, and has been present almost every week for the duration of the group, which I guess started over 2 years ago. And that is a lot of participation and willingness to be there for individuals who are newly blind and really need the help and support. In terms of the Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Organization, Margie will be able to guide the organization in the path that it needs to go in terms of activating the membership and in creating programs and in doing everything that is necessary to have this organization really succeed and accomplish what needs to be done for the guide dog users of California. Thank you.
Well spoken. Thank you so much. All right. We are at the juncture now where we vote. I believe this is what we do. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. I believe that what we're going to be doing is a hand raise vote. And I believe that we start with the candidate who is on the slate.
Correct.
Those votes are counted. And then we vote for our new nominee, Margie Donovan. So, Rob, you want to remind people where hand raise is? I know where it is, but yeah.
Yeah, it's star 9 on the phone and alt Y on the PC.
Okay. So all those in favor of voting for Frank Welty as the next president of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., please signify by raising your hands.
Okay, just give me a second here, please.
Of course.
Just want to make sure I... Okay.
All right. Shall I proceed?
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of voting for Margie Donovan as Golden State's next president, please signify by raising your hand.
Oh, but let's lower all hands. Make sure all hands are lowered.
Oh, yeah. Let's make sure all lowered. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're right.
Sorry about that confusion.
Yeah, that's okay. I was trying to
So please, everybody lower their hands.
So sorry. Oh, golly.
Yeah, now lowered. No, okay.
And that's being done.
And Mr. Chairman, Ruthann is muted away from her thing, but would vote as I did.
Sure. Okay Bob.
We've talked about it.
Yep, I understand. So hang on, please.
Yes, of course.
You have it. Rod, you have it. I'm looking through. You have them all down.
Okay, I'm ready now to go to start again.
Okay.
With the raised hands.
Those who are voting for Margie Donovan as our next president, please signify by raising your hand.
And I'm counting too.
Okay, Mark. Good.
And I have the number Frank.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute real quick. Charlene, let me talk to you privately.
Okay, how can we... Oh, go to chat?
No, I'll call.
Oh, okay.
Madam President, this is Judy. Would it be appropriate for us to go on to the other...
I was just asking.
Sure, it would be.
That's good, Judy.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and do some committee reports?
No, the next election. The next election.
What is wrong with me?
Nothing.
The only problem with that is if it's contested, then I'm going to be unavailable for a minute. So
let's see if it isn't.
Oh, yeah. I bet it won't be. I'm
just one moment, please. Yeah. I don't think we should go on because just in case the person that does not win this wants to run for another position, we won't know that.
Oh, that's true.
That's
a good point.
It won't take us long to...
Just allow
them to double check.
Yeah, we can just hang for a minute because the other things are reports, and really we need all to be present for our committee reports. I think
they're just double checking numbers. So it will take.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's just fine
because
there
might be a
turn. Some people voted twice and so forth.
Oh no!
What? No.
Well, no. Remember, some people asked that they.
Oh,
so they have to reconcile
two people on the phone.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I see
voting
what you
mean. For each candidate that.
But one phone counting is two votes. I get it. Yep, quite so. I will say I'm impressed by the ingenuity that our Council has, we've become better Zoom people than lots of folks I know because we've had to. running this organization this way for a couple of years is just pretty astounding, you know.
Let me give a time check. It is 2:13.
I know.
And oh my gosh.
Hopefully, are they coming at 2:30?
Close to 2:30. So
I don't have the text yet, Rob.
What's that?
I don't have the text from Rob yet.
Oh. So Vita, what?
I'm just suggesting that when they come on, we need to stop because whatever. Yeah. We can finish elections.
But not the elections, Vita.
We have to finish the elections.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since I'm president till June, I can call another meeting to finish this stuff up. We just will, okay?
We could do that.
You know, that's not the end of the world. And probably a good idea. And it would be a member meeting, not just board. We just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be ready for that.
Susan, you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, we're getting through just fine. We're working as a team here. This is what we do. And as I said, if we need another meeting, we have another meeting.
Participants 28.
Nice number, 28 people here. That's great.
Yes, very nice.
Really good, but
very nice.
Susan, this is Sarah, and you know, depending on what other schedules are, you could go over 3:30 if you needed to, if everybody agreed, because our next thing isn't until 5, and so if need be, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. We kind of set it up just in case, so just want to
let you know. If people have the energy, that may be just the ticket, Sarah. Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Since you didn't answer this on resolutions, there are 3 frogs sitting on a log. One decided to jump. How many is left?
2.
2.
No, 3. He only made the decision. He didn't jump yet.
Oh, bad.
Now think about the depth of that. Think about the depth of that, Sarah. Yeah,
that totally proves
okay.
how blonde I am.
All right.
There he is.
Here he is.
Order.
I've got 12 for Frank and 8 for Margie.
Okay. All right.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
May I make a comment, Madam President?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone that voted for me, and I want to congratulate Frank for being president second time around, and know that I will be here to help you in any way you need. Thank you.
Great. Fabulous. Fabulous. And Frank, would you like to say anything? Congratulations, sir.
And Rob, lower everybody's hands.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
I want to thank everybody for participating in the election, especially for Margie, for all that Margie brings to the table in this organization. And I know where to find you, Margie. Thank you for your support and your help in every way you do.
Well, and Frank, you have the support of this board, and I, as a media past president, am absolutely at your beck and call. We're all here to make things happen. So congratulations to you.
Bob has his hand raised.
Sure. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, he lowered it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who's next?
Now we go on to the...
Now we can go on for our next position.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're moving now onto the office of secretary. The name of Shirley Manning has been placed into nomination for the office of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. secretary. Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor? Third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Madam President,
I move that nominations be closed and we accept Shirley by acclamation.
And I second that, Ms. Alice.
Okay. Margie moves. Alice seconds that nominations close and Shirley be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Shirley, congratulations. Yay. And welcome to the board. We're clapping. Would you like to say anything?
Sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
that's it.
Well, thank you. We are thrilled to have you on board, and all of us who are here already will be here to help as well. So yeah, we're in good shape for that. And finally, we have a directorship position. The name of Margie Donovan has been placed into nomination for a seat on our board of directors. Are there other nominations from the floor?
Madam President, it's Alice.
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Olivia for the board position, please.
Okay.
Point of order?
She withdrew.
She withdrew.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. I forgot that she withdrew. Okay, so sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Okay.
Point of order?
Yes.
And I think Frank is in a position to answer this. I'm not sure that our chair of resolutions, I'm sorry, that's what happened after 2 hours this morning.
Resolution.
Chair of
Constitution.
Of elections. I don't know if there's limitations.
I think what Margie's trying to say is that as nominating, I can't nominate. Since it's a moot point, we can move on.
Okay.
Well, it's not a moot point. It's a point of order, which means it has to be looked up in our bylaws.
Well, Alice,
I'm withdrawing it.
She's withdrawn hers.
I forgot that she did.
Okay.
I withdrew it.
Yeah, okay. I understood that, but I'm making a point of order still for future. Frank, do you know off the top of your head, yes or no?
To the best of my knowledge, there is no restriction on who can nominate from the floor.
And I've never heard of any restriction either.
Thank you.
Okay. So we were just at the point of voting, or Margie Donovan's name has been placed into nomination for a seat on the board of directors.
Yeah, and you have two more times. I'm sorry, Susan. Two more times to ask.
So the second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And a third time, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Madam President, I move that the nominations be closed and that Margie Donovan be elected by acclamation.
I think I heard Charlene
I
on that, too.
It.
That's fine. Yes, I'll yield to the lady.
So we got three voices there moving that nominations be closed. Margie elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Abstain. Margie, congratulations.
In the interest of time, thank you.
Okay. It's now 2:22, and I'm going to ask your help for this decision. We can try to do some things in the next 8 minutes or so. Our program is going to be happening at 2:30, and I'm wondering. Sarah had made the offer that if we wanted to stay afterward to finish our business meeting, we could. How do people feel about that? Do you want to try to get a couple more things done here? What's the word? I'm flexible, or I can just.
Susan, yes. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
What we may want to consider doing is, depending upon the nature of the committee reports, if it was for information only, how about if the committee reports just sends a note out to the list? If it's a point for discussion, then that will not work. So whoever was going to make the committee reports, if something that you're raising has to do with input from the members, then we do need to continue on as a group. But if your report simply has to do with information sharing about what's going on or what's coming up in the future, perhaps that can go out on the list. That's
excellent.
Just a suggestion.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
I'm sorry. This is Vita.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something because it's related to the convention.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We have a booth at the convention, and I'm going to be putting out a schedule asking people to sign up 1 to 4 on Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday. And you can just choose like a 2-hour window. Thank you.
Okay. I'm writing that down because I'm going to bother you both days. okay. matter we did need to think about as a group here, Allison. It was about the puppy raisers.
Yes, and I think based on the amount of time that we have,
let's do that.
One of the things that I'm thinking about is that I can tell folks very briefly.
Okay,
but
okay.
We don't need to do. Perhaps we can do the. I'll look for a parliamentary consent. It has to do with something that we would need members' agreement. So let me say it very quickly,
okay. And
then perhaps if we can do a quick vote and still meet the puppy raisers at their allotted time, that would be great.
Okay.
So very quickly, Golden State is responsible for managing the relief area for the convention. We have Sacramento puppy raisers that are assisting. One of the Sacramento puppy raisers has tried their darndest to get puppies, two clubs. One club has not been responsive. And so they have four people to assist. The main person that's the puppy raiser and her partner has offered to, if we are willing to pay one night hotel, they would stay there and be responsible for the cleanup with some additional help from those other four people. But if Golden State would be willing to pay for their hotel. So they would stay on Friday. They would be there all day Friday, stay Friday, be there all day Saturday. I believe that's what Margie had mentioned. And then come back and do the Sunday, the Sunday work to clean up at the end using the other resources. So the discretionary fund for the president is $100. The approximate price for the hotel, I think, is $150. And so that requires a membership approval. The benefit for doing this is that when we're going outside of the guide dogs, the management that we need to take to manage those folks would be pretty significant. So that is, it's an option. It's not the only option, but if we were to consider it an option, we would have to have approval from the members to pay the funds.
I would move, and
I would second.
One at a time.
Okay, I did hear Charlene say she would move, and I
heard Judy seconds.
And Judy seconds.
Judy seconds.
And Mary Beth has her hand raised.
Okay.
Mary Beth?
Is that a discussion?
I just had a question.
Okay, very quickly. Yeah.
Okay, so we're asked to pay for overnight. Are we going to also include any kind of a stipend that for them that would include food or something like that?
We did not have that on the docket. I was thinking that just having them stay over for the hotel, just being conservative with our treasury. I was proposing the hotel only. If members believe that we should offer a meal, that would be approximately another $60. We're up to $200 then. So my recommendation is the hotel.
Is this Leslie?
Yes, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
I think I would like to propose, well, I don't know, but to put on at least one meal.
Okay. Okay. So that would raise it. Let's just say raise it.
Alice, this is Judy. Yeah. We actually remember if we do a CCB membership, it's 150, but it'll go down to 138. So if we make it an even 200 discretion, and a seconder, I would consider that a friendly amendment.
Okay. So the,
and Margie has her hand raised.
I would accept that as friendly
as a friendly second. Okay.
Yeah.
So 200.
200.
Okay.
I think we could do a quick vote if there's no other questions.
Margie, has her hand up?
Something she wants to.
I have nothing else to say. I was going to talk about the meals because I talked with them about that, and that's gracious. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So all those in. Oh, go ahead, Susan.
No, you can.
No, you lead it. I present.
So all those in favor of the motion.
This is Vida. Oh.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I had a question.
Okay.
So this is concerning to me. If we're only offering it to these two people and we're not offering meals to the other puppy raisers, it doesn't seem appropriate to me.
Currently unmuted.
That's because they're
not staying overnight.
Yeah. Sarah has a
hand raised too. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Call for the question.
Over.
Yeah. All right, let's call for the question. All those in favor of the motion put before us to subsidize the puppy raisers who are staying overnight and with a meal to up to $200, just signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the motion carries.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for letting us accomplish that.
Great. And it is 2:29, and I am looking at our remaining agenda, and it was all committee reports. Let me just quickly ask, programs, is there anything that we need to discuss today? This is to help us decide whether we're going to meet right after this program or not.
No.
Or do everything okay? How about peer-to-peer? I don't think so. Linda? Was there anything you wanted to report today? Okay, and what about membership? Probably not.
We don't have a membership chair yet.
So. Yeah, so we don't have that yet. So I think and constitution and bylaws, we're anything we got to do offline.
The only left is forward.
And so the only one left is forward. And David, is there anything we need to say today?
Great. Excellent.
Okay.
We can conclude on time, Madam President.
Isn't that something else? Well, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone.
Okay, adjournment of the business meeting.
Yep. Okay. So we are now going to adjourn our business meeting and move on to our program. And I want to thank all of you for such wonderful teamwork today. And just thank you again for allowing me to serve these last 2 years. It's been a good learning experience. I have learned a lot, and I hope I've been a friend to all. And the business meeting is now adjourned.
Okay, thank you
for all your work.
Yeah.